The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. When China imposed travel restrictions on all overseas group tours last week in a bid to curb the spread of coronavirus outbreak, Thai boat company Love Andaman, based in Phang Nga, Thailand, took a full-blown hit with 100% trip cancellations from Chinese tourists from February onward.
Ever since we've been operating, we've never had just four boats operating. Yesterday was the first day it ever happened, and we were quite surprised. Because China closed down a few of its cities, we took a big hit. The Chinese tourists are gone, and 100% cancellations going forward.
Although they still currently have sporadic groups of tourists arriving at the Taplamu Pier in Phang Nga province, only one boat had Chinese tourists on board last Thursday. Only about 10 boats were operating per day in the past week, which accounts for only 25% of the company's normal boat traffic of about 30 boats operating every day during peak season. China's restriction on group tours to help contain the spreading of virus will take a toll on Thailand's tourism industry, a key driver of growth. Customers at pharmacies in Hong Kong were unfazed by inflated prices for surgical masks on Wednesday, January 29th, after coronavirus scares inspired a mask-buying frenzy. I think right now the society is pretty much panicking. People just aren't that sensitive anymore about these prices. Anyway, buying the mask will keep us safe, said Mr. Lin, a tourist from Fujian province. Lin said he would rather buy a box of 50 surgical masks at the current price of 300 Hong Kong dollars or more to take back home than wait for orders to kick in. A box of 50 surgical masks usually cost around 30 to 100 Hong Kong dollars.
It might be a bit more convenient to buy it in Hong Kong and then bring it back home. Anyway, I'll buy a few. Continue to use them, they will definitely be put to use. Because when we go back home, we might have to scramble for masks. Well, we don't really scramble for them. There is a supply back home, but it is pretty cumbersome to purchase. You have to order them. And over here, we can just buy them. I think it's just a bit more relaxed to buy them here and bring them back.
People could be seen queuing up for masks at pharmacies around Hong Kong's Wan Chai district last Wednesday morning. More than 100 people have so far died from the flu-like virus, which emerged in China's central city of Wuhan in December. For Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from The Voice of America.